Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, the weather across Israel is mild and pleasant. In Tel Aviv, it's sunny. Jerusalem enjoys a light breeze, while Haifa experiences clear skies. It's an ideal day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF has struck over 85 Hezbollah sites in the past 24 hours following rocket fire from southern Lebanon. Also, Walla notes that Israel will release Gaza flotilla leaders Tiago Avila and Saif Abu Kashk after the case against them collapsed earlier this hour. Also this hour, Ynet says settlers and soldiers forced Palestinians to exhume a body from a West Bank grave earlier today. Separately, Axios reports a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon announced by Trump, which could impact Netanyahu's political standing. And finally, from JTA, a man who firebombed an Israeli hostage march in Boulder is sentenced to life in prison. This update comes from previous reporting. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Times of Israel posted just minutes ago about five people, including a girl, reportedly killed in Israeli airstrikes in southern Lebanon. Writing on X just now, Al Arabiya English shared that Hezbollah claims it has targeted northern Israel with a drone. Seth Franzman, a journalist, shared a concerning report about the limitations of precision warfare, noting its potential for creating feedback loops. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF strikes, the Jerusalem Post details that these strikes targeted Hezbollah weapon storage facilities and production sites. This action follows mounting tensions after rocket fire near IDF positions. The escalation highlights ongoing regional instability. Turning to the release of the Gaza flotilla leaders, Walla highlights that the Shin Bet informed about the case's collapse, leading to their release. This decision may ease some international tensions, but also raises questions about legal proceedings in such cases. Meanwhile, Ynet's report on the West Bank grave exhumation underscores the contentious nature of land disputes. The incident followed objections from settlers about the grave's location. Such actions can exacerbate local tensions and complicate peace efforts. The ceasefire announcement from Axios reveals Trump's influence in the region. His proposal aims to stabilize relations between Israel and Lebanon and could pave the way for broader peace talks involving Iran. However, it poses political challenges for Netanyahu domestically. Lastly, JTA's coverage of Mohammad Sabri Soliman's sentencing emphasizes the severe consequences of his attack on the Boulder Israeli hostage march. This sentencing sends a strong message about the repercussions of violence against communities. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Drive TLV's Fast Lane program has completed its 11th cohort, featuring five promising deep tech startups. This highlights Tel Aviv's growing role as a technology hub. Separately, Globes notes the launch of Google's AI finance beta version in Israel, offering advanced market analysis and investment portfolio displays. This marks a significant step in AI-driven financial services in the country. And finally, Ynet Business reveals that Israelis are increasingly investing in stock-heavy pension funds. Over the past year, 35 billion shekels shifted into equity tracks, driven by a market rally. This trend underscores growing investor risk appetite in Tel Aviv. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.